Time to take a look at what's making news around the world with Matt Bevan. Hello, Matt.
G'day, Matt. Two of the world's most important diplomatic figures, the US Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and the British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson, are in very hot water today, both for seemingly undermining their boss. Let's start with Boris Johnson. For a long time, commentators have been calling him a stalking horse. They're saying that he's planning to make a move on the top job the moment he feels like he has enough backing to get it. 2 weeks ago, Prime Minister Theresa May gave a speech in Italy, which has become known as the Florence Speech, outlining her plan for Brexit. Soon afterwards, Boris Johnson seemed to break cabinet discipline, using an interview to stake out four red lines on Brexit requirements, which go beyond the cabinet position outlined by Theresa May in her Florence speech. This came just before both May and Johnson were scheduled to speak at the Conservative Party conference, which has been going for the last few days. Some Conservative MPs have already been openly calling for Boris Johnson to resign. Here's Conservative MP Anna Soubry.
I asked him to resign on Saturday evening. It's not particularly a secret. And I like Boris as a person. If she's to survive, then she needs to assert her authority. She needs people standing shoulder to shoulder, not behind her as Boris says he does. Because everybody thinks, yes, he may be behind her, but what's he got in his hand? She gives her speech in Florence, and what does he do this weekend? He comes out with his red lines. Forgive me, he's a troublemaker, and it's all about Boris, and people are fed up with it.
Then, during the Tory conference itself, Boris Johnson was recorded at an event saying this about the Libyan city of Sirte. And the audio isn't great, but have a listen.
There's a group of UK business people, actually. They've got a brilliant thing to turn CERT with the help of the municipality CERT and turn it into the next Dubai. The only thing they've got to do is clear the dead bodies.
He says that a bunch of UK business people have a plan to turn CERT into the next Dubai. They just need to clear the dead bodies away. This has led to more of his colleagues calling for him to resign. Here's Tory MP Sarah Wollaston on the BBC.
Of course, he should unequivocally apologise, not a sort of try to justify those kinds of remarks in the way in which it was said. He should consider his position.
The First Secretary of State, Damien Green, has been trying to defend Boris Johnson overnight. Here he is on Sky News UK.
Well, I think, as I say, he's explained that he wasn't making a joke.
We've heard the audio. He was making a joke.
Well, as I say, clearly it behoves everyone to be careful in their use of language.
So, Boris is on a bit of thin ice, but he did give a rousing speech to the Tory Party conference the other day.
But it is up to us now, in the traditional, non-threatening and genial, self-deprecating way of the British, to let that lion roar. Thank you very much.
The Prime Minister's speech, however, was a disaster. She had a coughing fit in the middle of it.
Our economy is back on track. It sounds as if my voice isn't on track.
Additionally, a letter fell off the slogan sign behind her, the letter F, actually, leading many people to make a joke that the sign was telling her to F off. Additionally, a comedian handed her a P45 form, which is the form that you hand someone in the UK when you sack them, and said that it was from Boris Johnson. She accepted the form.
Some people say we've spent too much time talking about Jeremy Corbyn's past. You may not have heard me say that. So some people say we've spent too much time talking about Jeremy Corbyn's past.
She's saying that you may not have heard me say that because she was accepting a form from a comedian at the time. Boris Johnson then seemed to need a smack on the shoulder from Cabinet colleague Amber Rudd in order to stand and applaud the PM at the end of her speech. Meanwhile, across the Atlantic, NBC is reporting overnight that Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is so frustrated with the president that he threatened to resign and called Donald Trump a moron. Here's NBC's Stephanie Ruhl.
My source didn't just say that he called him a moron. He said an effing moron.
Rex Tillerson tried to ward off the story in a press conference praising the president.
He puts Americans and America first. He's smart. He demands results wherever he goes.
Rex Tillerson didn't, however, specifically deny calling the president an effing moron.
Did you address the main headline of this story that you called the president a moron? And if not, where do you think these reports or
I'm not going to deal with petty stuff like that.
It was left to State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert to specifically deny the story.
I want to know whether you are comfortable with the fact that the widespread perception is that he did not dispute that part of the report because it's true.
Well, let me clarify that. The secretary does not use that type of language, so I hope that that clarifies
it. So he never said
that. He did not say that.
The president overnight has issued a tweet saying that the story is fake news and that NBC should issue an apology to America. President Trump is visiting Las Vegas today after the massacre early this week.
Interesting that Rex Tillerson wouldn't rule it out, though.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Matt.
Cheers, Matt.